Tenemos aquel piquete y andamos sin fulete. Si tú no tienes brillo, puede que te lo preste. No es que me la doy, así que no digo ya este. Como yo acepta Cristo para que te complete. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven, vete party, que aquí no hay desacato. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven, vete party, que aquí no hay arrebato. Así que dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Dale, 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 ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. No te quedes, dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Bienvenido al party.
On there, but you're hearing me, right, Louis? Okay, okay, that's fine.
Put this in the edit. Okay. Put this in the edit.
All right, love. Babe, it's not music. It's just... it's not doing what you wanted to do, though.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Zabadaba sweetum.
Nah, you messed it up.
Ooh, wee. What are you talking about going back? What's going on, family? What's going on? Surgeon Azir Chavez joined by my beautiful, precious, lovely, amazing wife,
Francesca Chavez. Oh, thanks, love.
Welcome back to another episode of the CPO5 Pod. Somebody make some noise. One, big up yourself. We're back, 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 we're back. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You know, yesterday. Wait, today's Tuesday. So not
welcome
yesterday.
Back, family. Yes, go ahead.
Not yesterday, but on Sunday, they were playing Party People. Everyone looked over and
party
said,
people.
They were like, yeah, that podcast needs to come back. And it took me
Luz,
a moment.
Yo, ma.
Yeah, it took me a minute
Luz,
to put yo, it together.
Luz, yo, ma. We want to welcome everybody back to the most incredible podcast called the CPO5 Podcast, which stands for the Chavez Party of Five. We are repping for Kalea and Adena Vaya, who are not here. How do we have a podcast called CPO5 and it's only two? Do you think we should call this CPO2?
No.
No, but that's close to CPO3.
We are.
What's the little Star Wars character? C3PO. C3PO.
No, no,
so
babe.
That's too close to C3PO.
No, no. We are who we are today because of those three. So.
Shout out to KC, Day and Navi. One, big up yourself.
Yes, they
family, if this is your first time, I want to welcome you to this incredible podcast where we discuss marriage, ministry, family.
Love, relationships, and everything
in between. I love doing this.
Me too.
You know, people don't really get this side of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that what people see or hear, whether it's in church, whether it's social media, it's not that it's a front. It's who we are. You know, everything that people see is actually who we are, but it's just one side. You know, every human is, you know, we're multi-layered and multi-dimensional. So I love to have this time because we show another layer.
Mm-hmm.
A different side, but it's all of who we are.
Yeah.
So I love it. I'm glad to be back. I want to welcome all of the first time hearers. Make some noise for all
first time hearers.
For all the first time hearers. For all the first time viewers.
Listeners. I think it's listeners. You said hearers. I'm pretty sure it's listeners.
Shout out to me. I said first time hearers.
First time listeners.
By the time we do this podcast recording, I've already done recording before.
Yeah, you have.
And
your tracker is
and
really
my trackers,
saying
and
that
my,
you're...
And my sleep tracker is telling me that
you
I'm...
You need more sleep.
Don't say...
I'm just saying you need more sleep.
Yeah. Let's just... Don't say. but yes, my sleep tracker... is telling me that I just need a little more sleep and it's all right.
It's all right.
We are here. So I said, you know, shout out to the hearers, listeners, viewers, spectators.
Spectators.
No, I was going to say the haters. Either way, listen, If you're a hater, a persecutor, a criticizer, we love you anyway. So
yeah.
Shout out to all of you.
Shout out to all of y'all.
Because you are the topic when you are on top. Mm-hmm. You are the topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. So a lot of time, what people don't realize is your critics are your greatest promoters.
Yeah.
And the more you're attacked, the higher you go.
Yep.
That's Bible and that's just life.
Yeah.
So anyways, Mama, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You look good.
I like your little situation.
Here. Yeah. I like how we looking on the camera.
I'm feeling good. Mm. It has been a crazy last month. I think we went almost a whole month without being able to come into the studio.
Crazy.
It was like three weeks. Yeah, because it was just a crazy July.
Yes.
So by the time obviously people listen to this, it's like months later. But we are currently in the month of August as we're recording.
Yeah.
But so it's been crazy, and we're starting to finally, I feel like,
a new rhythm.
Yeah, we've had to develop a new rhythm. We've talked about it
in the previous season, and I think recently also.
Yeah.
We discussed the importance of understanding rhythms. Yeah. And
this is literally,
it's a new rhythm.
This month has begun a new rhythm. And I think in July was all about getting people on board with the new rhythm.
When you say people, you mean mainly in the ministry?
Mainly in ministry, our family, our own family, mm-hmm. You and I, the girls, everything gets affected.
Right.
You know, whenever there's a new rhythm. So,
you know,
July was really about making sure that everybody in our house, whether it's, you know, our physical home, our family unit, and the extended family, which is, you know, our ministerial family, everybody that falls into our HC family. Shout out to our Hope Center family. We love y'all so much.
So not only are they HC members or part of the church family, but they're also part of the CPO5.
Yeah, now they're part of the CPO5.
You're down with the CPO5 family.
Yes, yes.
That means you are officially inducted as a party animal.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. I'm going to get a soundboard in here. I need an official situation.
We're going to come up. Yeah.
But
how are you?
Situation here.
How are you doing, love? How are you doing?
Oh.
You look amazing. Very excited.
I'm always excited. I'm blessed to be alive, blessed to be living. Just as you mentioned, July was new rhythm. So it was a lot of assessing, structuring, a lot of conversation, overly communicating. But in the midst of it, by God's grace, I feel strong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel encouraged. Hopeful, just blessed, looking forward to so many things. And even in July, we had so many incredible things happen in the midst of all of the, like you mentioned, adjusting to a new rhythm, in the midst of the, I don't know what word to use. I don't want to use the word chaos. It's not chaos.
Yeah.
Craziness. Well, you have me.
Disruption.
Disruption. Yeah, disruption is actually
Not a good thing.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
As many people perceive disruption. Mm-hmm. I've learned to be comfortable in discomfort. I think I've talked about that many times.
Mm-hmm.
If I find that we're too comfortable, it's like a red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in our marriage, you know. Mm-hmm. There always has to be something that is causing for us to be stretched.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And July was that.
Yeah.
And I feel by God's grace, we thrive in that. Like we come together, we come stronger. And you know, it really is grace. It really is by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says it's not by our own power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit. Because I feel like the things that disrupt us will really tear relationships up.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, the average typical marriage or relationship that is not graced for this, because not everybody's called to do what you and I do, even this. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's called to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody is called to be leaders and to impact lives in one way or the other, but not everybody is called to do it in the way we do it. And there's a reason why, and we talked about this before, because the things that we just call disruption will actually, I'm talking about, would tear people up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does require a special grace. And that grace, the reason I bring it up is because that's the very thing that we see time and time, God's grace in it. Because in these moments of disruption, chaos, or whatever, we come stronger.
Yeah.
Together, we're more united. We forge alongside one another. We, you know, we walk together through it all. And so I'm grateful. I mean, you asked me how I'm doing, but yeah, it's been a while since we caught up. So
yeah,
and we're filling in the family. They like that.
Yeah,
believe they
yeah,
wanna.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, family, let me know if I talk too much. Just actually don't let me know that. Whether you like it or not, I'm a talk.
Yeah, you.
Because this is
purpose.
This is what I literally. It's like telling me not to talk is like telling a painter not to paint.
Yeah.
You know, telling me not to talk is telling a barber not to cut hair. Mm. Like, you know, that's like what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that. I know you're looking. Don't look at me like that on the camera. All right. I love you.
But actually, I was going to say you gave the perfect segue into today's topic. Shout out to you.
That's called the alley-oop.
Yeah, because
it, and then you bring it up with the slam dunk.
Because what we wanted to touch on today was making tough leadership calls, but remaining united through it.
Wow.
So all of that ties into it, because anytime you have to make a tough leadership call, it is an interruption.
Yeah.
In the rhythm that people are accustomed to, used to, it's interrupting comfort. So it always brings about change. That's just and change always gets people into an uncomfortable place, even when it's good for them, for a team, for family, for whatever, wherever it's required. You know, so I think it is a perfect segue into the conversation.
Well,
I mean, it's a deep topic.
I segued, so take it away.
Take it away. Oh, me, I'm a star. But this is one that I think pertains to so many different areas. And you know, when it comes to our conversations, this is what I love about the podcast, is because everything we touch on touches on everything. So it affects family, it affects marriage, it affects ministry, and you, wherever you are in life, you are leading to some capacity. Right. You are a leader in some capacity. You don't have to have a title to lead. And so there are times when you, as the priest, the head of the household, have made tough calls in the house.
Yeah.
And that's brought disruption, not disorder, disruption.
Tension.
And then there's times when, as leaders, whether it's you or myself, we've had to make tough calls when it comes to ministry, as we lead a church. Our own leaders sometimes have to make tough calls, you know. So I think in any sphere of influence that you are in, there are always going to be situations in which you're faced with having to make some difficult decisions. And the important thing in all of that is one of the biggest questions I get, especially as a wife, is how do you get on board with the decision?
Wow.
Like, how do you stay not just sane when a decision is difficult, but how do you stay united? How do you stay on the same page? How do you keep the face of I'm with him, even when there's turmoil within you that you're still having to deal with? you know, internally still fighting to get on board with the a decision that's been made. So this is, this is, I'm trying to figure out like where begin.
I would say, I mean, you laid it out beautifully. I threw you this just before, and then you threw
it back.
So I'm gonna just bring it in, right? The Bible says that there is a time and a season for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story about these so-called sons of Issachar. And the Bible talks about them understanding the time and the seasons. And what I've realized is in life, most people either, let me not say most, you know, I don't want to use that kind of language, but a lot of times, many people, they don't know when something has expired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that they're in the winter season with summer clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're lost in that because they're attempting to keep up with something that has expired.
Right.
So that's one. Then there's another group that knows that the time has passed,
mm-hmm.
the season has changed, has realized that this change has been inevitable, but I am choosing
mm-hmm.
to hold on to the old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, both are detrimental.
Yeah, yeah.
Both are detrimental. And we were laughing recently because I said, one of these days, I'm going to do a teaching.
We were laughing. Yeah, I remember this.
And I'll tell you why Mama was laughing. Because I said, I got to do a teaching series on the art of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And you laughed because you said, there's nobody more qualified to teach that than you. Because we've had this conversation that once I discern that the season is over,
mm-hmm.
I don't cry over the old season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about the old season. Old season only in terms of if I do look back, it's just in gratitude.
Yeah.
It's not that you abandon or forget
mm-hmm.
what was. No, because what was led you to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will never know where to go in the future unless you've assessed your past.
Right, right.
So the mysteries of the future are revealed in the histories of the past. So it is important to look back, but only in gratitude.
Yeah.
What I've learned is, I don't know, a grace and you know, when I, you know, scripture and different things throughout my life, but I've learned to just release. When I know the time is up, the mm-hmm. time is up.
Yeah.
And there's no holding on to it because of how God has revealed just the detriment that comes
mm-hmm.
in holding on to an old thing. It's almost like once a baby has been past due, you know, you got to monitor
mm-hmm.
because now there's breach, mm-hmm. you know, and then if a mother, the baby, I mean, is like fully ready to come out, you see the sign and the baby's, you know, how they say, the head's there, mm-hmm. I'm seeing the head. And imagine, like, you can't even imagine a mother being like, no, I want the baby to stay inside mm-hmm. because they've been in my womb, they've been in my stomach or you know, for this amount of time, and I just want to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
That's detrimental.
Yeah.
For the child and for the mother. So the same is true when you try to hold on to something that's expired.
Mm-hmm.
It's detrimental for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, you know, teach on the art of letting go. Why am I bringing that up? Understanding that in relationship, in marriage, understanding when the season has changed.
Mm-hmm.
To not fight it,
mm-hmm.
to not resist it.
Yeah.
The more you resist, the more detriment it will cause to you.
Mm-hmm.
The more you are fighting the very thing that God is allowing to make you better, because the change is to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
The tension is always for your growth.
Yeah.
And when you are fighting the very thing that God allowed, you're essentially fighting Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fighting Him, and by fighting God, you know what that's going to cause because you can fight and wrestle all you want. You're never going to win that
mm-hmm.
one. And so it's understanding that in any regard that the change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get to a place where you you are delivered from that idea of, I want to hold on to everything and everybody and mm-hmm. keep everything the same. The good old days or the good old times, like that passed, that passed. And so it's embracing it, number one, and then embracing and bracing, right? Embracing the change is inevitable, but bracing yourself
for what's
for
coming.
For the pain. Yes.
Yeah.
I know you want to avoid it. Everyone who wants pain, no one wants pain, but the saying goes, there is no gain without the pain.
Right.
And in God, I've told this many times before, in God, your pain is never in vain.
Yeah.
And so it's embracing the change is inevitable and then bracing yourself. And whenever we've gone through evolutions and transition and making tough calls, those have been, I guess, the starting points, right? Of, okay, I'm embracing that the season has passed. I can't fight this. By fighting this, I'm fighting God.
Yeah.
And he's allowing this to happen. Even if it came up in form of betrayal. This ain't my teaching
platform. We're not going there yet.
This is relationship stuff, you know, friendship stuff, but life stuff. But it's still good. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
A lot of time our growth comes through betrayals, through heartaches.
Rejections.
Heartache, heartbreaks, headaches. And we have to embrace. It doesn't matter in what form it came. A lot of times people can't get over the fact of how it came. The gift. I'm gonna just call it that.
Yeah.
The gift of change. We need to change the connotation and the annotation and every Asian connected to change. Change is beautiful. Change is wonderful.
Yeah.
That's why I love that we live in a state where we fully experience the four seasons.
Yeah.
Love seeing the transition between everybody wearing shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops and then the sweaters,
winter hoodie coats. Season,
then the jackets and the coats and the peak coat and the scarves and the hat. Like, for me, that's beautiful. And and really, I probably enjoy that a lot because that's how I am spiritually. I've just learned to enjoy and embrace changes. It's wonderful. It means we're alive. It means things are growing. Things are flourishing. Things are turning around.
Yeah.
And when you're in God and in his will, it's the safest place to be. I would be worried and fearful of life, dreadful of change, if I was not in his will.
Right.
Because when change happens and you are outside of the will of God,
that's not good.
That's not a safe place to be. But when you are in his will, you are always safe. You're under the shadow of the Almighty.
That's right.
Your marriage, your children, finances, relationships, they're all covered and you're safe in his will. So it's embracing that it's inevitable. And then bracing yourself for the journey. And I think that's where, from that point, right? Because I've had to make calls in our family. And then this is where you can speak on that. You know, where I'll say, our family is moving differently. This is the vision for our home. We're going in this direction. We're going to change things up here. Listen, we talk about, I mean, we assess everything spiritually. You know, if there's season and times where I say, you know what? We need more prayer time with our family. We need to. We're praying every day for our babies, our girls, but there's this season where I'm sensing it's requiring a little more depth in prayer. You know, maybe it's been a season where, in the morning, at night, I'm the one that's, you know, praying with them in the morning, praying with them at night. Then there's a season where I'm not home. It's just this is the reality. Yeah. People know that this is our life. A lot, you know, then there's seasons where I'm not home physically for those particular moments. And then you take the lead praying in the morning, praying at night, and covering them during the day. And of course, I'm covering them wherever I am. But then there's been seasons and rhythms that require for us. And again, in understanding the times and the season. Where we say, you know what? Just one person right now is not enough. We both need to be in that room with them. And that's only by a sensibility, that embracing, okay, it's a change, and we need to brace ourselves. We need to go forward with it. So assessing the spiritual aspect, assessing, you know, there many times we're assessing, you know, what we're eating right now as a family. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to cut this out. Mm-hmm. And we assess, because maybe we're in a rhythm, in a place where we were on a mode, vacation mode, a happy mode, going out and this and that. And but now it's focus time, not only for you and I, our entire family has to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you start telling the baby, we're going to start eliminating some sugars, some sweets, some ice, this, that, you know, that thing. They got to brace it. We all got to, actually, y'all have to brace it. Not so much me. You and the girls have to brace this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's where, when we start talking about eliminating the sweets, that's where you got to brace yourself.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Anyways, so we assess these things, embrace, and then we...
Brace for them. Uh-huh. Yeah. I will say, you know, this is for, at least on my end, this is where it is very different for men and women. And I know, I mean, I say this all the time. I feel like you're just a different breed of man. I know that God has truly placed his hand on you because of the assignment over your life and because you really are serving as an example for so many people, so many men, both young and older, you know. So I think there, because of the call and the demand that is on your life, there is a higher level of consecration that is required, which means that the family does have to go through, experience, embrace, and then brace for all of the tough calls that do have to be made due to the assignment that is on your life. Mm-hmm. And this is where it, for me, it's about navigating as a woman. I've had to obviously understand the way that I work in order to embrace some of those things. And then also understand, as a man, his mind is working differently. You know, it takes me to the story of David and Bathsheba when, you know, the prophet came and said to them that the son was gonna die. And King David goes and shuts in. You know, he's praying for his son to live. Mm. But when he hears the news, your son passed, he immediately takes off his old garments, goes, refreshes himself, puts on new clothes, and goes about his day, responsibilities and duties. But on the other hand, his wife is grieving and mourning a future that she had been planning. The idea in her mind of what life was going to look like was now completely shattered. And that is often the dynamic that happens in homes when decisions are made. And I think that's why I do get so many women asking me the question, like, how do you reconcile within yourself, you know, the vision that you once had for the family and say yes to, you know, the new one or the one that has, or what it's evolved into, you know? And I would say, at least on my end, that having, and obviously I'm in this context, I am talking about marriage. So we can touch about other types of relationships later. But for the context of marriage, I will say that it is very important for a husband to understand the process of grieving for a woman and that it is longer for her. Yeah. Because we are emotional creatures and emotional beings, and so we tend to feel all sides of things, and it's not easy to just shake it off. You know, we have to express it in one way, shape, or form, whether that's crying, that's lashing, that's, you know, there's a bunch of things that might happen. But when you do read scripture, the word of God actually tells us that the way King David comforted Bathsheba was by making love to her. He loved on her in order for her to come out of a state of grief. And I think when you have love, there is security, there's protection, there's safety and vulnerability.
Right.
You know, you experience all of these different things when you are under the covering of love. And so it's important that through every single one of these tough calls or hard decisions that have to be made, that love is always at the core or the foundation, that it's the thing that continues to cover and to protect, that you don't lash out. It would have been very easy for David to say, like, snap out of it. Our son is dead. Like, he's not coming back. We're not, what you once thought was going to be your life raising this child is no more. So get over it. Get, you know, pick yourself up from this pity party that you're in. Mm. But instead, he chose to love. And I think that is oftentimes what is missing. And that's oftentimes where a lot of the tension creates a larger divide.
Right.
Instead of bringing the parties together. And so if there is no love, there isn't understanding. If there isn't love, there isn't patience. If there isn't love, there isn't long suffering. I mean, when we read, you know, in Corinthians about what love is, we have to understand that love entails all of these different characteristics. And so there is patience, there is kindness, there is long suffering in that. And so with all of that, as long as love is at the core, as we're making these decisions, or as you all, as men or priests of the household, if you know, those who are leading their homes, as you are making these tough calls, it's understanding, after I make the call, I now have to follow up with love. Sometimes that means it's checking in. It's sitting down and listening to how you feel emotionally, even if that's not my vibe. That's not what I want to do. Right, but right, I'm here to listen. I'm here to embrace. I may not have the words, but I'm here to comfort. And I will say that for us, that has been the key in staying united.
That's good.
There are times when I know, like, you know, you've had to make a tough call, and you can tell it's ruffled my feathers. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I might step away. I don't want to talk about it in the moment. It truly upsets me, you know, and I'll walk off, or I'll go upstairs to the room, and you realize, wow, she's really not coming back down. But love compels you, and it moves you to compassion to then say, nothing is going to change about the decision. It's already made.
Right.
But I can facilitate the softening of her heart by making myself available to the present need that she has, which is to be able to release what she is feeling in a safe space.
What's going on, family? Sergio Nazir of the CPO5 podcast here to thank you for watching this episode. Hey, come back next week for more. There is more next week. So stay connected. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to comment below. Let us know where you're connecting from and how this blessed you. And make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you will be notified every time a new episode is loaded. I thank God for you on behalf of the CPO5 crew. Party animals, we love you. We thank God for you.